Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Okay, as we now move into the guest portions of the show, Mary and I welcome all of you back for the B Block, and we're sponsored by LearCary.com.
And with all the recent news surrounding the health of our banking system, now's a good time to consider protecting your savings and retirement with gold and precious metals. Highly respected financial analysts predict gold prices could soar as high as $4,000 an ounce, and although there's no magic eight ball that guarantees that gold will hit that number, if you buy gold today and the cost jumps close to those predictions, you're in for a major return. It's a good strategy to protect your savings and your retirement.
You know, gold has outperformed the S&P 500 for the past 20 years, and when you visit LearCary.com today, you'll get a risk-free purchase guarantee, 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and all new customers in our audience, you're going to receive a free one-ounce silver bar for every ounce of gold that you purchase. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Well, there are a handful of people in the aviation sector of travel who we trust to know what's truly happening. Show friend Richard Abulafia is certainly one of them. He's the managing director of Aerodynamic Advisory. Down to the Washington, D.C. area we go on that show hotline to reconnect with him right now.
Well, Richard, for what is your 12th appearance on America's number one travel radio show? Hello and welcome back.
Great to be here, and thanks so much for having me back.
Well, great having you with us this morning. So, all right, let's start with one of the most important companies in the world of travel, America's largest exporter, and a company that we've talked about in the past as they've certainly had their share of challenges in recent years. I'm talking, of course, of Boeing. Word came about a week ago, I guess, that they can now resume the 787 Dreamliner deliveries, but the FAA still must sign off on every plane before they're delivered. Certainly delivering planes, Richard, as you well know from your sector of the business, it's key for Boeing making money. Money and delivering planes has been a problem, as I said, for the company recently. Where do you see their commercial aircraft business right now, and do you think they're in a good position overall moving forward?
Well, it's getting better. You know, they had a significant surge up in deliveries towards the end of last year, but a lot of that was achieved by pushing metal out the door, including stuff that, you know, clearly left them a little bit light on the inventory department. So January and February have seen below trend in deliveries. Getting the 787 back online is absolutely key, as you say. They had run into what appeared to be sort of a paperwork problem, not really a production defect problem at all, just more of a, you know, compliance issue. That's been sorted out, but as you say, very labor intensive. So the last time we had a problem, which was resolved, I believe, in October, the deliveries as a consequence were really slow because of that labor intensiveness. So it's slow. You know, hopefully they'll get about maybe 500 and change deliveries this year, 737 MAXs, 787s. That's good. Still no talk of developing a new jet, and that's concerning because their engineering and product development department is kind of got a bit of a demographic issue. So I've got long-term concerns, but in the short term, it's good to see they're moving planes again.
Interesting. Okay.
And on that note, the 747, the end of that, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last
that's
one.
Exactly right. Very. I don't think anybody who's in our business, you know, who saw it didn't shed a little bit of a tear to see the last 747 delivered after over 50 years of production. It was a cargo plane to Atlas Air. You know, what can I say? The world is no longer enamored of engines, four engines. So people are moving towards two engine jets, and this will be the last four engine jet likely built in the commercial world.
Yeah,
I want to get your thoughts on Southwest. 2022 ended fairly poorly, actually, for them as their operations had a real meltdown during the holidays. Yeah, it was a rough time for them. I do think the company that's known for good customer service is trying to get things right so it doesn't happen again in the future. This week, CEO Bob Jordan, who's been on the show with us before, said, and I quote, "They understood what caused the holiday disruptions and they expect to mitigate the risk of an event like this ever happening again." Following that statement, they do say that they're buying more de-icing trucks, they're securing de-icing pads and fluid storage at airports, buying more engine covers and heaters, because a lot of these disruptions, obviously, our listeners know, happened end of December, January during bad weather, adding more staff during extreme cold weather, making changes to their technology used to schedule crew. Do you think Southwest will successfully put their issues behind them, Richard, as far as this goes?
You know, it's such a great airline, you know, and of course it has just this amazing origin story, you know, just this tremendous engine of anyone can fly, you know, just the pioneer of deregulation. And I think everyone who watched that terrible meltdown back in December had a thought in the back of their head of Herb Kelleher, the great founder. And my God, he, you know, I rolling over in his grave, the poor man, you know, I mean, In other words, I think given the great strength, the company culture, the tremendous experience behind them, they're going to get back. But clearly, there had been some inadequate investments, whether it was in IT or whether it was in hardware. I don't know what, but it's good to hear them talking about making the necessary investments. I hope they follow through on it. And I'm sure that if they do, they'll be back.
Mm. All right, we're going to go overseas a little bit with you. About 8 days ago, we learned that China actually brokered the restoration of diplomatic relations between Saudi Arabia and Iran, raising many eyebrows in your home city of Washington, D.C. and other areas around the world. We know Saudi Arabia is awash in cash. They're actually trying to buy Seabourn from Carnival Corporation in the cruise sector of travel. And they're really making major investments to become a big-time player in the airline sector. This week, they agreed to buy around 125 new aircraft from Boeing. I think it totals, you know, if the numbers are correct, about $37 billion. And that's for their longstanding Saudi Arabia Airlines, as well as the new government-backed airline that they're preparing to launch, Riyadh Air. So any thoughts on the Saudis moving to take on space right now filled by, you know, Etihad, Emirates, you know, Qatar Airways, even Turkish Airlines?
Yeah, this is a fascinating moment in time. And the numbers are huge. You know, that Boeing purchase was, I believe, the fifth largest in company history in terms of value. So there's just one small problem. You have to kind of reinvent Saudi society, which I think is, you know, the crown prince's objective. He just wants to transform Saudi society, and that's a key part of that, to make it tourism friendly, you know, which would indeed be following United Arab Emirates and Qatar and certainly Turkey, you know, basically create a more open society. But, you know, just consider this. Up until a couple of years ago, it was illegal for women to drive. Mm-hmm. So now, next step, okay, create beaches where people can wear bathing suits, allow people to have a beer.
Yeah, it's dry country, yeah.
There's so much that has to be done. But if they can pull it off, you know, I'd love to visit Saudi Arabia. I really would. It's just that, again, they're going to have to change an awful lot. When they do, hey, it's quite possible they'll need all these aircraft in the long run. Absolutely.
I hope they're not putting the cart before the horse, because
it's a major purchase.
It is really a major, major purchase. And aren't they investing in what they are purporting to be the one of the largest airports in the world?
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, a completely new city on top of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a question of horse, cart outracing each other. I mean, that's a good way to put it. It's just very strange. If they can pull it off, then, hey, you know, it would be great to see the transformation of society to something more open, something that's still fascinating. Again, I'd love to go, but
a lot of work to do there.
Actually, yeah. We feel the same way with you. We're on the same page.
A lot of work to do there. All right, let's bring it back to the U.S. U.S. airline CEOs seem to be optimistic for the rest of 2023, seeing strong demand. We know it from our own travels. I'm sure you do as well, Richard. Airports are busy. Planes are full. Booking out in advance is really important. What are you forecasting for the airlines since we're now into spring travel and even looking at summer?
Well, as you know, we're an economically sensitive segment of the economy. And thankfully, the broader economy has proven to be a lot more resilient than people dared predict. You know, there's no longer talk of any recession as a base case scenario among economists. And the numbers look pretty darn strong in terms of consumer spend. So I think things are just going to continue to be strong. You know, third quarter, we don't know. Obviously, there's always concerns, especially if interest rates have to rise. But right now, the forces behind the big crowds you are seeing in airports and on planes.
Well, listen, America is moving. Yeah, I mean, they're traveling.
It is busy.
Spring and summer is going to be a busy period. There's no question. And they may not be doing as much of the purchases from Home Depot or Lowe's or those places right now, but they are spending on travel. We know that
for
leisure travel in particular. All right, we couldn't have you on the show, Richard. We only have about a minute left. If I didn't ask you about the DOJ suing to block the JetBlue-Spirit merger. Frankly, I've been supportive of the merger as the only way I think JetBlue is going to compete literally against American, Delta, United, and Southwest is to get bigger themselves. We know they need the planes and the pilot and the flight crews. But now that we're in this holding pattern, do you see the deal getting done eventually, or is that $400 million breakup fee going to be paid by JetBlue to Spirit?
Yeah, you know, Robert, first of all, I agree completely with you. It's so important for JetBlue to get big, and, you know, it's organically, it's not going to happen, so acquisition seems to be the way to go. This is a strong regulatory environment, but I don't think it's going to come down to that breakup fee. I really think that we're talking about a negotiation here. There's going to have to be spinoffs of routes and whatever else to meet the DOJ's terms, but ultimately I think it will go ahead.
Yeah, well, I agree. Concessions are coming, but I agree. I think that we will have JetBlue Spirit. So, Richard, good as always talking to you. Thank you very much for today's check-in. We hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
Thanks so much, Robert and Mary. Great to be on. And you guys have a great weekend, too, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you. Take care, Richard.
Bye-bye.
All right, Richard Abalafia. Mary always brings it. Always good information. I think we can pretty much ask him anything. Folks, as that music gets us ready to pause for a quick sponsors break, we thank all of you for spending 120 minutes with us today. The C Block is next as we hear from a guest who's run more than 26 miles in all 196 countries. There's still 90 minutes to go in this March 18th live broadcast, and we'll be right back.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.